The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter, beginning at verse 9.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove into him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the reign of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Noah heard God's voice. Abraham heard God's voice. Hagar heard God's voice. Jesus heard God's voice. Apparently, God has been speaking for centuries. God has spoken to lots and lots of people. But I don't hear anything. In Noah's time, corruption, greed, and anarchy reigned. God determined to give the world a do-over, to end all the violence, and called Noah to an enormous task. Build a boat the size of a football field and fill it with breeding pairs of every animal on earth. I imagine Noah was both terrified and highly motivated. God called Abraham to a challenge. "Leave your home and your family, all that you know, and go to a place that I will show you," God said. "But by the way, I won't show you until you go, and I'll show you sometime on the road." I imagine Abraham was terrified and seduced by the mystery of it all. Hagar and her son Ishmael were abandoned in the desert, banished by Sarah and set to wander towards some unseen and unfamiliar new city. On the hot, dry sand, she collapsed a good distance away from Ishmael. She didn't want him to see her suffer and die of thirst, and she didn't want to see his suffering either. She did not want to watch his chest rise and fall for the last time, adding heartbreak to her own physical pain. Hagar heard God say, "What troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, I've heard the voice of the boy where he is. Up, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make him into a great nation." I imagine Hagar was terrified and relieved. And who knows where Jesus had been? In the Gospel of Mark, he bursts on the scene as an adult without any problems. He makes his way to the Jordan River and is baptized by John. He sees the heavens irreparably torn, watches the Holy Spirit waft down and enter into him, and he hears God say, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." His call to ministry begins after that, when that same gentle Holy Spirit drives him out of civilization and into the company of wild beasts in the wilderness. I don't think I'm supposed to imagine Jesus this way, but I imagine him terrified, uncertain, confused, and we might as well add hungry. Apparently, God has been speaking to people for centuries, but I haven't heard anything. Have you? I haven't heard anything. These days, I'm blown about by every wind of provincial, national, and global health report, science and research speculation, and weather reports, too. I'm hungry for good news from any quarter. I've consigned myself to being shut and isolated in my house well into 2021, and I'm speculating it may be longer than that. I'm tossed about a sea of uncertainty, rudderless in a flood of speculation about COVID variants, vaccines, economics, and politics. And I don't hear anything from God. As COVID cases mount, my heart breaks for people who work day in and day out in the COVID wards and hospitals around the world, those who see firsthand the devastation of this unchecked virus, those who watch people die helpless to do anything but hold their hand. I imagine them terrified and weary, and I wonder if they're hearing from God. I wonder because I don't hear anything. And in the absence of hearing God's voice, I wonder all sorts of things. Does God know about this mess? Does God care? Is God busy in those COVID wards? Is God busy in places outside those wards and hospitals and clinics, apart from any kind of relief or care, where people are suffering on their own with COVID? Am I too rich to deserve God's care? Do I have too much? Am I simply a whiner? And I don't have to imagine how I'm feeling because I know. I'm terrified and I'm exhausted and my memory is foggy. I forget the simplest things and I feel like I'm plodding through a field of haze. But then I remember that I'm a child of God. And in a weird way, there's assurance in looking back over the scriptures and seeing in those ancient stories that Noah must have been terrified too, and Abraham, and Hagar, and Jesus. It turns out that faith and relationship with God are not based on my hearing. Faith and relationship are not based on hearing. They're not based on human hearing, but on God speaking. Whether I hear God or not, whether we hear God or not. God's care and God's promises are my inheritance, whether I hear God's voice or not. God's care and promises are our inheritance, whether we hear God or not. We are marked and sealed with the cross of Christ, the sign of God's promise. Faith and relationship with God are founded on God speaking promises, God speaking invitation, God speaking direction and guidance, God speaking love songs, God speaking grace. After the flood, God spoke a promise. God set the rainbow in the clouds to remind God not to destroy, but to love. We live under the rainbow of God's covenant care because God speaks promise. After Abraham journeyed faithfully away from everything he knew and into the mysterious call of God, God showed Abraham the stars and spoke a promise. God promised to make Abraham's descendants as numerous as those spread out in the heavens. God promised to make Abraham the father of all people and to bless all nations of the earth through him. We live under that same canopy of the stars because God speaks promise. Hagar and Ishmael journeyed across the desert. They made it out. God's oasis spring revived and refreshed them both. And through Ishmael, Hagar became the mother of all the Islamic world because God speaks promise. We live alongside a vast people living five pillars of faith in Islam in nearly every country of the world because God speaks promise. Jesus survived those wild times of evil's temptation in the Judean desert. He went on from there to say, "The time is fulfilled. The reign of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Jesus' whole ministry was God speaking promise, God speaking love, God speaking care, God speaking grace, whether or not people heard. Again and again, God blesses people with renewal. Again and again, God blesses people with protection. Again and again, God blesses people with a way forward on a mysterious journey. Again and again, God blesses people with water in the desert of life. Again and again, God blesses people with angels that wait on us. Again and again, God blesses people with good news. Again and again, God blesses people by bringing heaven and the reign of God near. Again and again, God speaks promise into our terror, whether or not we hear. God does know about this mess. God does care. God is busy in those COVID wards, and God is busy outside them, in places where there's no help and people are suffering. We're not too rich to deserve God's care. And by the way, we're not whiners. We are God's own beloved, dear children. And we stand on a firm foundation of God's spoken and delivered promises. We are marked and sealed with the cross of Christ because God speaks promise again and again and again. We may not be hearing anything, but faith and relationship with God are not based on hearing. They're based on God speaking. Faith and relationship with God are based on God's promise and God's action. We are God's own beloved dear children, and we stand on a firm foundation of God's spoken and delivered promise. Friends, God is still speaking. And again, God speaks promise. Amen.